now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
We are starting off our monthly feature of classic comedy from the Golden Age this week as we kick off with the stand-up comedy of Don Adams. Some news for the purists that hang out here, news that I think will please a lot of people who like authenticity when it comes to lighting the bad. And, of course, the World of Swank Gig Guide, lots of great parties to attend from across the globe. And right now, some brand new music, Larry Gelb Trio, Love Walked In on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Mean to me. Why must you be mean to me? Gee, honey. It seems to me you love to see me crying. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say your phone. You don't, and I'm left all alone, singing the blues and sighing. You treat me coldly each day in the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near. Dear, it must be great fun.
Cocktail Nation, Barbara Levy Daniels there, and Mean to Me. That's some brand new music that was just sent to me this week for the Cocktail Nation. Now, we are starting off our brand new segment of comedy from the Golden Age. I thought to myself, you know, there is so much great stuff out there. I've been collecting so much of it for many, many years. In fact, at one particular radio station I was working at, they ditched all of the vinyl. And a lot of it was pretty ordinary, but literally they put it downstairs in the basement to pretty much rot away. So one weekend I went through there because they said, hey, look, take whatever you want. We don't care. And I found some of the greatest classic comedy albums you could ever find. So I quickly stuck them in my bag and took off. So we're going to feature some of them, along with some that Christopher Bay sent me. He's looking after Shelley Berman's online image. So we've got some great stuff lined up for you, that's for sure, for 2014. Now, most people don't realise Don Adams, of course, Maxwell Smart, was a stand-up comic. Everybody knows him as the star of Get Smart. But the character was based on his nightclub persona. And Adams was never really one to produce his own material. Mind you, a lot of artists weren't. He worked with a fellow by the name of Bill Dana. But the interesting thing about Don Adams is that he really didn't like performing live comedy. And he would have abandoned it sooner had it not offered such great cash. There's a book by Ron Zimmerman called I Killed, True Stories of the Road from America's Top Comics. It's written by Rich Scheider and Mark Schiff. And Ron Zimmerman says that his second job in show business was rewriting the movie Back to the Beach. Don Adams showed up one night to do a scene that he'd written for him for the spot. And he said, we sat in Don's trailer. He said he was lovely, full of stories. And that he'd just started as a nightclub comic, working with people like Lenny Bruce, Buddy Hackett, and those guys. But he said he just absolutely hated it. And what's interesting about Don Adams, most comedians love the laughter. But to him, it was a bit of a pain in his side. And after he became a huge star as Maxwell Smart, he was getting paid $50,000 a night to do 10 minutes in Las Vegas. Crazy money. He'd go on. No matter what he said, the audience just cracked up laughing. But he still hated every second of it. He called it the most awful, humiliating way for a human being to collect money. Here's Don Adams in a skit about a bank robber meeting a roving reporter.
All right, everybody, this is a stick-up. Everybody get down on the floor.
This is your roving reporter speaking to you from the First National Bank. A robbery is in progress, so why don't we go over and see if we can have a few words with the bank robber.
I said get down. I want you all face down on the floor. Anybody moves and I shoot.
Excuse me, bank robber.
I said nobody move. Keep down. You, tell her, fill the shopping bag with money. You, get away from there.
Excuse me.
Yes?
I'm a roving reporter, bank robber. How's the robbery going?
Not bad. I've got them all down on the floor, and the teller is filling the bag with money, and,
Oh, that guard over there is reaching for the alarm, sir.
Oh, excuse me. And anybody else tries a trick like that gets the same. Thanks a lot for the warning.
Oh, not at all. Now, let's get a little of your background, bank robber. How long have you been a bank robber?
20 years. First bank I robbed was in 1942. And this bank would be my second job.
Well, why didn't you rob any other banks in all that time?
There aren't any banks in San Quentin, fella.
They caught you on your first job?
You're a smart roving reporter, kid.
Why did they catch you?
The biggest mistake I made was in not wearing a mask. My face was easily identifiable, and I was picked up the next day.
But you're not wearing a mask now.
I'm not? Well, old habits are hard to break. All right, everybody, keep your eyes closed and don't look at me. And you, keep filling that shopping bag with money. Answer that phone, will you, kid?
Oh, of course. Hello? Oh, okay, just a moment. It's for you.
Well, that's ridiculous. Who knows I'm here?
It's your wife.
Give me that. Hello, Alice? How many times have I told you not to call me when I'm working? What? Somebody stole your shopping bag. I'm using it here. Look, I've got to go. I know I forgot my mask. No, don't bring it down to me. Look, Alice, I gotta hang up. No, you can't call me back. I won't be here that long. No, you can't leave a message. If I'm lucky, they won't know where to find me. All right, I'll see you later. No, honey, I can't say that. I'm robbing a bank. I can't say that with all these people lying on the floor. Oh, all right.
All right, listen, everybody. Keep your heads down and cover your ears. Anybody laughs gets it.
All right. I lovey-dovey you too, poopsie whoopsie. Goodbye.
The bank manager smiled. Oh, excuse me.
Yes?
I guess you're going to run out to your getaway car parked out in front of the bank and...
Well, I couldn't find a spot right in front of the bank. I'm parked in a lot about 3 blocks over.
Oh, well, gee, you'll never get away. In fact, you haven't even got a chance.
Well, what should I do?
Well, why don't you take that money and make a deposit?
But I've already shot 12 men.
I'm the only one alive who knows you robbed the bank. You shot everybody else, and I won't tell.
Now, let's see. Where are those deposit slips?
Fantastic stuff. I'll tell you what, I'm glad that we brought this segment to you each and every month. There's some great comedy out there, and it's so much fun to track it down. Here's Hugo Montenegro with the Get Smart theme on the Cocktail Nation.
That's why the lady. That's why the lady. That's why the lady is a tramp. Tramp. Ooh. She gets too hungry for a dinner at 8 now. Hates the theater, but never comes late. She never bothers with the people she hates. That's why the lady is a tramp. Don't go to crap games with the barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem and Hermes and Pearls. She won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She loves the free, fresh wind in her hair. A life without care. She's broke, and that's so. Hates California, it's so smoggy and damp. That's why the lady is a tramp now. She gets massages, she cries and she moans. Tells Slenderella just to leave her alone. She's not so hot, but her shape is her own. That's why the lady is a tramp. The food at Sardi's is great, no doubt. But she doesn't know what mold tells her about. She puts in a dime and some ice comes out. That's why the lady is a tramp. She loves the free, a fresh wind in her face. Diamonds and lace, no gut, so what? For Rod Steiger, she whistles and stamps. That's why the lady is a tramp now. She don't know the reason for cocktails at 5. She don't like flying, but I'm glad I'm alive. I crave affection, baby, but not when I drive. That's why the lady is a tramp now. She flew down to London and left me behind. I missed the crowning, but I didn't mind. She won't play Scarlet and Gone with the Wine. It's got a rhyme. That's why the lady is a tramp now. I'd like to hang her hat wherever I please and fly with a breeze. An Odoa, hi-ho, she thinks that Marciano is still a great big champ. That's why the lady is a tramp now. She goes down to Coney and she thinks the beach is divine. She goes to the ball games and thinks the Yankees are fine. Why, she reads Walter Winchell and understands every line. That's why the lady is a tramp now. She likes to go rowing down a Central Park lane. She digs a prize fight that isn't a fake. Why, she even goes to the opera and stays wide awake. That's why the lady is a tramp now. I like the green grass under my shoes. Now what can I lose? She's flat and that's that. She's all alone when I lower my lamp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
Hello there.
The Cocktail Nation. Music for your bachelor pad.
Cocktonation, Coop Cooper and the Lounge Lizards with The Hanging. Now, for those on Twitter, do check out our Twitter page. You can follow us at Cocktonation. It's one word as our Twitter handle, Cocktonation. And for all the other social media of which we're part, there seems to be a new one every single week, you can actually check out those links on the contact page of my website, www.cocktonation.net. Some bossa nova now and Au Son du Jazz with Brisa Dunondez.
Cocktail Nation. Coop Cooper. We know he's a former spy because the CIA denies knowledge of him. So that's got to be right, I guess.
Thank you.
donation for our good friends at ultraswank.net, the new Gary Burton quartet there. Now, some good news for those of us who love authenticity, particularly when it comes to the pad. And for those mid-century modern freaks, we do love our lighting. Such an important part of a bachelor pad, there is no doubt about that. If you're mid-century dwelling, you really want it lit properly. And it can be a little bit difficult with these brand new light fittings that you have to buy. We've got them here in Australia, we are stuck with them. We are stuck. There's no going back. But some good news, congressional negotiators actually struck a deal last week that overturns the new rules that would have banned the sales of traditional incandescent light bulbs beginning next year. The agreement is tucked inside of a pretty big spending bill, 1,200-page spending bill, that funds the government through the rest of the fiscal year, and which both houses of Congress will be voting on. And Barack Obama is expected to sign the bill. If you've used these new energy-saving light bulbs, you know the light is not the same. Sure, you can screw it in easily to your traditional mid-century lighting, but I don't know, they just are not the same. Sadly, here in Australia, you can't buy them anymore. They're gone. But at least in the United States, some reprieve, I guess. Time for a look at the world of swank now, thanks to TikiDelights.com. TikiCon 2014 on the Pacific Northwest Polynesian Pop Extravaganza, July 11, at the Red Lion Hotel. Mardi Lush at Modernism Week, February 17, the Purple Rim in Palm Springs. Huki Lau, final show, June 11 in Fort Lauderdale. Beat Tiki coming up August 14 in San Diego. Every Tuesday night, Big Band Tuesdays at the Basement, with the Basement Big Band, alternating with the Sirens Big Band. May 17, the Alika Lyman Group are going to be playing at Tiki Caliente. For Valentine's Day, Ricky Derrick at the Lakewood Theatre. The Diane Marino Quartet playing at Le Cirque Café in New York City. This is February 11. And you can check out more gigs on my website, www.cocktailnation.net. Certainly if you're a band or some kind of artist, let me know. I'd love to hear from you. This is Al Hurt with Anne Margaret. Everybody loves my baby on the Cocktail Nation.
Y-11 calling chaos. Y-11 calling chaos from control headquarters.
This is chaos, go ahead.
Jaime, the control robot has been programmed. He's ready to begin. When the job is completed, his memory bank will automatically erase itself. He will be unable to recall what happened.
Excellent. Proceed as planned.
Yes, sir. Jaime, go.
When day is done, the shadows fall, I dream of you. When day is done, I think of all the joys we knew. That yearning, returning to hold you in my arms. Won't go, love, I know, love, without you night has lost its charms. When day is done, grass is wet with twilight's dew. My lonely heart is sinking with the sun. Although your tender kiss the whole day through, I miss you most of all. When day is done, when days are grass is wet with twilight's dew, my lonely heart is sinking with the sun. Although I miss your tender kiss the whole day through, I miss you.
Hello, baby.
The Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation, Coop Cooper, Lounge Leader with Jackie Gleason there and Brazil. Next week on the show, we're going to be talking about the Encounter Restaurant. There's been some changes there and an interesting Australian connection. That's all coming up next week on the Cocktail Nation. Going to leave you with Sia Zetner now and Charade. Stay up.